Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Ray Hager and I speak with C.J. Manthey. She's the director of the Department of Business and Industry. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Pat Hickey, Mary Lau, and Bob Barango. It's all coming up next on All New Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're delighted to welcome back to the program C.J. Manthey. She's the director of the Department of Business and Industry. Pleasure to have you back.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here today.
Opportunity zones. Lance Gohman talked about them for the first time about a month and a half ago, and was talking about incredible opportunity, perhaps in the billions of dollars, for areas that are not in good shape across the state. What's the reality of that as far as you see it?
Well, the governor has nominated 61 census tracts, and as you had mentioned, is specifically identifying areas that are distressed. And the census tracts that were nominated represent an average income of about $37,000 a year, and then also higher unemployment rates. So with this way the program works, it's supposed to incentivize private investment. And we see that will incentivize startup businesses. We hope that will also incentivize affordable housing and other business opportunities so that we can raise the overall economic prosperity in each one of those areas.
Okay, and what kind of opportunities are people going to receive in terms of getting them to invest their money?
It's basically a tax incentive. So right now, if you look nationwide, capital gains are sitting on the sidelines. And so this isn't supposed to encourage those investors to capitalize or to cash in on those capital gains and reinvest them in these tracts. And in order to do so, then they'll be incentivized and their capital gain tax will be deferred or reduced. And so for many investors, that's very appealing.
Okay, so Lance was talking in terms of billions. Now, he's a good salesman. Are you looking at the potential for billions of dollars being invested in Nevada?
It could be billions, because right now they estimate that there's trillions of dollars nationwide. But all of it will be free market investments, so it's really going to be up to having good opportunities that will meet the investors' needs for the overall rate of return and the overall risk of the investment. There is no required investment in each one of the tracks, so it's going to be putting together a really good business opportunity and model.
So is the balance going to be between interest rates rising and where somebody could get, you know, a rate of return on their interest versus what they might be able to get in these opportunity zones?
Well, I think the overall benefit to the investor, again, is just the avoidance of the capital gains tax. That's going to be fairly large. And then also reduction of that, as well as the rate of return. So I think that overall, it should provide for a lot of cash flow for the investors out there.
Amazing. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
You know, I wanted to, Your department is such has a wide swath of things. In fact, we were joking that some call it the island of misfit toys.
That's true.
One of the things is insurance. And how do you see insurance rates for the Affordable Care Act increasing for next year?
I'm not sure if I have a forecast of how much they'll increase, but I do think that the area of insurance is becoming increasingly more complex. And as with all of the businesses, there's an increased cost of doing business. And with some of the markets changing and being more limited, I do think that we'll see some increases. How much? It's really uncertain at this stage.
And is there a breaking point coming? Because it just seems that the rise in the price, I mean, thank goodness I'm on Medicare. And so I'm not seeing those kind of huge increases now that I was seeing the last couple of years. But for the average person, especially people 50 plus, at what point does this no longer become sustainable?
That's a good question. I wish I had a good answer for it. But I think that that's just one of the trends that we're seeing right now with the cost of health care. You need to have that right balance of competition, of having the use of technology to make the overall industry more efficient in providing the care. And then also, too, I think one of the things that we're seeing here in Nevada, too, is having enough healthcare workers. So the landscape is very complex.
You know, moving to another subject, because you cover so many things in your department, the Nevada Athletic Commission came under fire recently from Las Vegas Review-Journal sports columnist Ed Graney about a six-month suspension for boxing star Saul Canelo Alvarez. He tested twice for a banned substance in the same month. Graney wrote about the suspension. 6 months, the length Alvarez received was yet another punch to the gut of this reality. Those who regulate such sports can talk all they want about wanting to clean things up and be drug-free, but if it means financial risk to the states involved, what do they do? What is your reaction to this, where he's saying that, you know, money outweighs cleaning up boxing as a sport?
Well, with the state regulations, what we have on the books is that we have invested a lot and focused on drug testing because we always want to ensure the safety of the athletes and also ensure a fair and firm regulations. And so with the regulations that are in the book, with the testing procedure, he did test positive for clenbuterol, which is a banned substance.
Two tests.
Right. And so with that, we have a process in place whereby there was a 12-month ban put on him initially, and then it was up to the Athletic Commission. And the Athletic Commission, which is appointed by the governor, then looks at the facts and the merits of the case to determine what might be the best outcome. And the Athletic Commission did determine that a six-month suspension was appropriate in this case due to the facts and circumstances.
Why only 6 months, though? Do you see the writer's point that it looks like this guy's a big moneymaker for Las Vegas for the fight game, and he's able to really fight in the same year that he was found to have these banned substances in his system?
Well, I don't want to speak up on behalf of the Athletic Commission because it was their decision to make, but I think they looked at the overall cooperation of the athlete in this situation, their cooperation to participate in the investigation of the test results. And because it was the first instance here in Nevada, I think they also took that into consideration. I think there were many things that were looked at by the Athletic Commission in determining what was the appropriate negotiated settlement.
All right, let's take a break. More with C.J. Matthew when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. We can save you money and add comfort and value to your home. To find out how, check out our new website. If you visit the site before June, you could win $1,000 cash in a random drawing. Just enter your name, Nevada zip code, and email, and you could be the lucky winner. Go to homeenergyexperts.com. That's homeenergyexperts.com. Must be 18 or older. The drawing will be held June 1st.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with the director of the Department of Business and Industry, C.J. Manthey. And I wanted to ask you about access to capital. We saw a big biofuels company coming into Northern Nevada recently, and that was due to the fact that they had access to capital through the state, correct?
That's right. The state of Nevada provided $175 million worth of bond financing to support the construction of the biorefinery.
And is this something that we're going to see a lot more of in the coming years?
We sure hope so, because this is another one of those innovative projects that's coming to Nevada. And basically what they're doing is they're taking household garbage and turning it into jet fuel. And so it's a really innovative business model, and it's also great for our environment, and that they will be diverting 175,000 tons of garbage from our landfill and producing a very affordable jet fuel for the jet line industry as well as military purposes. And we have seen that there's interest in another similar business in Southern Nevada who wants to do a very like-minded project where they would take construction debris and demolition material and through a gasification process turn that into electricity. So it's exciting to see these projects come forward.
It certainly is. Has Apex got enough going in the way of infrastructure at this point to be as viable as the Dahereno Industrial Center?
We think that there's good support for it in the community for the project that I just spoke about. We did talk to North Las Vegas about the project, and they seem very strong in the area of support, of supporting businesses like that one move forward, and so we are very optimistic.
And their credit rating just went up.
Yes.
So Mayor Lee is a very happy man.
Mm-hmm. You know, your department also runs a taxi cab authority, and you just got a new interim director there recently. And the other, Ronald Grogan, the previous director, resigned over issues of a resolution to reduce complaints about long hauling. Where does this stand, this issue and complaints about long hauling, especially with Las Vegas cab companies?
Well, long hauling is a very important issue because with the taxi cab authority, they want to protect the riding public. And so, and plus, in Nevada, we are very dependent upon our tourism industry, so that when guests come to Nevada, we want them to have a positive experience from the time they step into our airport and take that first taxi ride to their hotel. But what has been happening in the past, infrequently, is that sometimes the taxi cabs would take a longer route than necessary to increase the fare. But as we all know, sometimes from point A to point B, you can't always judge it by purely miles alone because of the fact that there's traffic, there's construction detours, and so now we're taking a closer look at factoring in the time it takes to get from point A to point B. And trying to regulate that is a little bit more challenging. And so the Taxi Cab Authority recently authorized what are called alternative routes, taking that into consideration, because I think we all know, you bring out your smart app, with a GPS now you can see, what is the fastest route, time-wise or distance-wise. And so I think it's just using that same technology and know-how to make sure that we are getting the public from their point of destination in the most efficient and safe manner.
When you look at disruptive technologies like Uber and Lyft and in other industries as well, Airbnb, When you look at question three, it seems to me that it's coming down to more than just a question of a monopoly versus these companies that want to bring in other forms of energy. Aren't we going to start seeing, you know, apps and different computer programs to allow homeowners to figure out what is the most efficient way for them to be able to receive their energy and purchase their energy? And isn't that just the future? And, you know, as we've seen with the taxi cab industry, you can fight it all you want, but in the end, you're not necessarily going to win.
Well, I think that technology is playing an increasing role in each one of our daily lives. And I think already there is a number of apps that consumers have to manage the daily energy load in their own homes, and they can make decisions on where they set their meter, whether or not they have solar. So I do think that is going to be a continuing evolution for us. You know, as it weighs into question three, you know, that's, I think, a little bit uncertain as far as how that will play out.
Yeah, to say the least.
Yeah.
It's about $30 million worth of uncertainty there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what? The minimum wage of Nevada is $7.25 if you have a health insurance, $8.25 if you don't. Do you see the legislature moving the needle on the minimum wage in the 2019 session?
I think that will be an area of focus and discussion, because I think if you look here in Nevada and also nationwide, there's been a number of initiatives that have identified, you know, what is a working wage. And so I think that will be continue to be an area of discussion and potential policy. But I think what's also happening right now, because we've had a shortage of workers, you know, the free market is also coming to bear as far as what is the wage that you need to pay in order to attract the workforce. So I think that there's very few businesses that actually pay the minimum wage, because right now, in order to attract the workforce, there has to be a higher wage in order to make sure that you do have that qualified, talented workforce.
As you plan out, how far out do you see that we're going to have this workforce shortage? I mean, is this a 10-year deal that we're looking at? Because it sure looks that way to me.
Well, my background, I've been in finance, and I'm a recovering CPA. And so, you know, I think one of the things that we always know happens, there's business cycles. And I think that if you look back at the business cycles from the past, we've been on a very long recovery path, and our expansion now is maturing. And so I think that there will be some type of business slowdown in the next 3 to 5 years.
Even though we have almost $20 billion worth of projects in the pipeline,
well, I think
just
Nevada,
in southern Nevada?
Yeah, Nevada's going to fare better than many other states, but I still think that it's going to have somewhat of an impact as far as, you know, slowing down the rate of growth. And I hope that when that happens, you know, we will be able to kind of balance out our workforce needs, affordable housing needs, and so many of the other things that we've been seeing right now with the record-breaking job growth and economic expansion.
And what time frame do you see this slowdown over?
I would say more in the 5-year range, but again, you know, that's my crystal ball and my personal opinion.
Okay, well, it's worth writing down, because you've got a really big department. That's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much for being here, as always.
Right. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Pat Hickey is here, the Executive Director of the Charter School Association of Nevada. Mary Lau is President and CEO of the Retail Association of Nevada. And Bob Barango is former Speaker of the Nevada Assembly, and along here with Ray Hager.
Bob, let me start with you. I wanted to talk about question three on the ballot, which has to do with electricity and power throughout the state. I was shocked to see this morning that Switch has donated $10 million to the cause for question three, and the Las Vegas Sands has donated $8.5 million. I mean, it just seems crazy, the money that is going into this this one question.
Well, you know, there has been conflicts with the electric with the electrical supplier in the state, and we have carved out for other casinos and other industries, like Barrick Gold has their producing plant, and so I can see where they think they can get more energy cheaper. I don't know what it's going to do to the consumers. That's a big question, I think, is who's going to regulate this power? Is it going to be just for each little casino? Each casino have their power plant, and will the average consumer still have the monopoly power plant and regulated? It's going to be an interesting question, I think, for the consumers.
Mary, what do you think of the money that's being poured into this effort?
Well, I hate to see it only because it's setting precedent. We don't want to become like California again, which we say all the time, and have these expensive initiative petitions that ends up contaminating the whole process. But in the meantime, $10 million is nothing when you figure it took them hundreds of millions of dollars to buy out of the people that exited, like Bob mentioned and stuff. You paid an exit fee and stuff. So, I mean, $10 million is chump change for people that have B after their name instead of an M, you know. So I get it, but it, you know, it isn't necessary, and it should be done by policy, not by initiative petition.
And I just want to respond to Bob. The PUC will still be in charge of regulation, correct?
I hope so, yes. I'm not sure how that works.
But that's going to be up to the legislature, right, Pat, to figure out the details of this.
Yeah, well, and like was said, our neighbor to the west budgets by the ballot box all the time, and we seem to be going in that same direction. And,
yeah.
You know, the other adage that millionaires are being misplaced by billionaires, I guess it's happening in the campaign market as well.
Let's talk about the Culinary Union and the potential for a strike on the Las Vegas Strip. They've now authorized that if the negotiations don't go the way that the union wants them, that the strike could begin as early as June 1st.
Well, I've seen the strikes down there before. We hope they don't happen.
I mean, this is everybody.
Yes,
I mean, it's
yes.
Almost nobody has signed a deal with the union.
Well, even
at this
point. Even if you're not a non-union property, you're going to be affected by the strike, and your workers will not cross the lines, so it's going to affect everyone.
Do you see this actually coming to fruition?
It's SOP, standard operating procedure. You have to clear it. You have to get a vote to go on strike before you start negotiating. And, I mean, they've been negotiating and stuff, and it's just part of the toolbox. It says our members say we go out if you don't do this. There's making so much money now, I don't see any way that they're not going to negotiate a deal. And then when that's done, the downtown properties have their contracts come up.
And it's also some of the residential properties, or not residential, but neighborhood properties that are involved in this as well now.
I thought it was interesting, just as an anecdote, that the culinary members, before taking their vote, had to show their ID, which is...
That was irony, wasn't it?
Interesting
yeah.
irony,
there
if you,
you
will.
There you go, Pat. Good job.
Well, do you think that'll be part of the Nevada voting law ever? to show an ID before you're allowed to vote?
I don't know. I'm from the school, like many people my age, that show my ID because I just think it is should be required or is. But we don't have huge problems with voters' fraud. That's not what I'm suggesting. But.
You know, now we have this driver's license that we have to get updated in order to for TSA purposes. Mm-hmm. So once that is a verified driver's license, why wouldn't that be a sufficient ID? Because you've had to get it updated with your birth certificate.
Well, you know, that's a good point, and that was at the basis of Ross Miller's proposal for voter ID back in 2016,
Well, I still have a problem trying to figure out how people survive in the modern-day life without ID. That to do the most basic things in life, if you want to use a credit card, half the time you have to show an ID. How do you survive if you don't have ID of some kind or another?
It's just politics when they go, we're not going to ask for voter ID and stuff like that. We will get to the point now, like certain aspects in air travel and things, you go and it's a retinal scan. You know, I'm cleared on that. I'm cleared on global. I'm cleared on everything in the world. And it's just like you still show ID.
And they show your name, and you're still let into those countries.
No, I'm a facsimile of myself.
And that's where we have to leave it. Thank you all very much, and we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada is a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion. For romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
On our next broadcast, the Chancellor of the Nevada System of Higher Education, Tom Riley. We'll see you then.